Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may love you, honor you, and serve you, especially on this special day when we are celebrating the independence of our nation. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Of course, for those of you who are outside of the United States, I'm sure you're aware that today is Independence Day inside the United States and all its territories and areas and all the ships at sea, by the way. Every vehicle that carries a flag of that country is part of that country. So, for example, if you are flying to, we'll just hypothetically say Brazil, and you're flying on an American carrier that flies the American flag, the minute you step on that plane in Brazil, you are back in the United States. That's officially actually the way it works. Well, anyway, this is this special day that we are celebrating, not so much just the independence of the United States, but we're also celebrating, by default, a complete change in human history. I was reading somewhere that the concept of a constitution was actually brand new for the 18th century. A lot of other kingdoms and countries didn't have this. Secondly, you have to remember that this is this country that says we have nothing to do with a king anymore. We don't have anything to do with the king. And we are run by the people, of the people, or of the people and by the people. So it was a whole different concept. If you really think about it, it's like some companies that are run by their employees. Or one of my favorite examples is Ocean Spray Cranberry, which is down in the Plymouth Carver area. That's owned by a consortium of farmers. That's not like a company that someone formed to, you know, and he's now the CEO and his family business. No, none of that is true. It's formed by a consortium of cranberry farmers down in the southeastern, I guess it is, part of Massachusetts. But in any case, when we look at all of that, we look at this powerful message of the independence of the United States, but we also look at where we've been and where we are right now. There are a lot of issues that, especially as people of faith, that we are dealing with regularly. And I think one of the most important issue that we're dealing with happens to be something called the rule of law. And we all know what that is. That is, everything is based on a set of laws, and we have to follow those laws, and these are the rules, and this is what you do. And that is the way the United States is set up. It's also set up in such a way that everyone comes under the rule of law. No one has an exception, from the president all the way down to the newest born. So all people come under the rule of law. And therefore, when we understand that, so the rule of law is an essential part of our country. But as people of faith, there really is a struggle. And this is, I'm speaking to all forms of Christians, but obviously I'm especially speaking to Catholics. One of the important things to realize is that that little battle between, do we follow the rule of law, or do we follow something else, is a central part of Christianity, especially as I speak to Catholics. I'll say Catholics, because here in this country, everything is based on the law. But true Christianity in all its forms is actually based on relationship with Christ. And there are people who are Catholics that when I say that to them, this is foreign. And some of them might be listening and saying, hey, wait a minute, that's not Catholic. Actually, it is. It's very Catholic. You read the catechism, you study anything that you want on light of what it is we truly believe. It is a relationship. So the most important aspect of this is not to do things whether they are right or wrong, is to do what is pleasing to God. And if you think about what that means, if you focus on what is right and wrong, you will have a moral compass to follow, but it will also be limited, because you're all focused on what you know is right and what you know is wrong. I talked about it last week about the concept of mortal sin and cutting off your relationship with God. And one of the things I brought up was the sin of detraction, and then brought up that cyberbullying was, in fact, a mortal sin because it's a form of detraction. Whereas, in fact, there are people who, in the name of doing what they believe is right, will cyberbully other people and not realize that that's a major sin. And that's what happens when we have a list of what is right and what is wrong. But if you can come back to what is pleasing to God and what is not pleasing to God, that gives you a whole different focus. And that actually takes you, in a sense, out of the rule of law into a higher standard. And St. Paul talks about that. We're called to live. I know this is an English term that's often misunderstood. We're not called to live above the law, as in the law doesn't apply to us. We're called to look at the law as a standard, and we're called to live above that standard. That's what we're called to do. So the basis of our action is love of God and love of neighbor. And if we understand that that's where we're called to go, that's a higher standard than the rule of law. That's where Christianity is. And if we as Christians, and especially those of us who are listening to the program who are Catholic, because this is a Catholic program, for no other reason I'm saying it like that, if we focus on just the rule of law and not understand that the ultimate law is love of God, love of neighbor, we will not actually live to the standard that Christ is calling us. I'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check us out. Check out the website. Check out the parish. You're always welcome to come to 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on every Sunday here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and I think they may have been a listener to the radio program. I'm not sure, because they came to the daily Mass, which we have at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock. And he said, well, I thought Sunday was the 10 o'clock Mass. And, you know, I realized he might be a listener to the radio show, which would be great. Anyway, yes, you're welcome. And our daily Masses are 9 o'clock in the morning. Evenings, 5:30 p.m. And then on Sundays, it's 10 o'clock. I always invite people to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. So come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass right here in Alston. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful message of the Independence Day, and that we as Catholics and all Christians are actually called to live a relationship with Christ. That means that the law, when we turn around and say, but this is what the law says, we have to follow the law. Okay, the law is always the minimum standard. So we have to live to a higher standard, which is based in love of God, love of neighbor. My personal opinion, and this is all that it is any time that we have to go somewhere that we have to find a resolution in the law, there's a failure there someplace, because that means we couldn't resolve the issue on our own. And that's important. Sometimes that's the only recourse you can have. And this brings us back to another problem that we have in our country, where everything is going to go back to the law. This is, and we have to make a law, we have to do this. And that's always this this issue in Judaism and Christianity. And obviously, I'm speaking from a Christian perspective. Everything needs to be based in our faith on relationship with Christ. And the law helps us, guides us in our relationship with Christ. If we make everything based on the law, and there are a lot of Catholics that do not understand the teaching of the relationship with Christ. And as I've talked to the evangelicals from this radio show before, and they're going, what? what it's all about. Yes, there are a lot of Catholics that do not understand the relationship with Christ, even though that is Catholic teaching. I can show you Catholic teaching, which is that is Catholic teaching. So when it's all based on the law, remember, that's a minimum standard, but we're called to live that relationship. So that calls us to live a powerful way. And when we're trying to enforce our principles by the law upon other people, I don't see where that was where God wants. Now, what we need to do is we need to focus on what is the truly right thing and what is the truly wrong thing. And when we understand that, to call ourselves and others to a change of heart. And the only way we can do that is by deepening our relationship with Christ. That's why the most important thing you can do as a person of faith is be a person of prayer, period. And I'll talk more about that, I think, tomorrow, because it is so central to who we are, to what we are all about. And when we lose a sense of the importance of prayer, the importance of being rooted in Christ, the importance of us changing our own hearts before we can try to change someone else's, we lose a great sense of what it is we're actually called to do. We're called to be people of prayer and people who build that relationship with Christ, and let that be our guide. And if we're going down the wrong path, that's where the law steps in. But it shouldn't be the guiding path for us, at least as people of faith. The guiding path for us always has to be a relationship with Christ. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day and know that we are here every single Monday through Friday at midnight at WEZE. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.